there you go. A little Post Malone. He is going to be the halftime show for the Salvation Army in the Dallas game. This Thanksgiving U.S. weekend, I know there's lots of football. It was a heavy travel day in the U.S. And all the Black Friday deals that the U.S. is famous for now have, of course, come to Canada for many, many years. A lot of local retailers getting ready for this. The last weekend of November ahead here and planning on going crazy with lots of Black Friday deals. So hopefully you're shopping local and doing what you can to support local businesses. And, of course, support us with our 56th annual Santa's Anonymous. Looking for a new unwrapped toy to be dropped off in our toy bins around the city to make a child's Christmas morning that much better. We have had an excessive amount of demand through the Salvation Army office. More than 1,500 families registered in the first 48 hours. There's a waiting list. The need is great, so if you can help Santa's Anonymous, check out the details now at cjme.com. You can also hit the button there where you can make a donation and we'll buy the toys for you. But I find it's just a great way. My kids growing up when they were young, we always together would go out and share the meaning of Christmas by picking up a new unwrapped toy or someone else like that. So if you want to do it as a family, please do so, but get it done before the 11th of December because we need to have our toy factory all put together for these families to come in and shop with. Santa's Anonymous. Couldn't do without our friends at Taylor Automotive. Just to name one or two, and you can see all the toy donation bins where they're located at cjme.com here this morning, where it's a little foggy, perhaps, in some areas. No fog warnings here, but there are further north towards, say, Saskatoon at the moment. It's pretty thick fog. In fact, fog was the reason a flight from Toronto to Saskatoon was diverted last night to Regina. Inevitably, it would get up in the air again and head over to Saskatoon early in the morning, but fog was so thick, plane couldn't even land there last night. But this morning, I remind you, if you were ever visiting me in person at the hospital's Regina Foundation Home Lottery Grand Prize Show Home in the Creeks, or you made an online purchase, tomorrow is the draw for the $1.7 million grand prize show home. And the 50-50 winner will be announced. And when we get them, we'll pass it on to you. The complete list of winners will be posted on their website, hrfhomelottery.com, December 12th. But I'm eager to see who won that house. No winner, by the way, for last night's Lotto Max. It rolls over to $60 million on Friday night now. And I don't know if you heard about that guy in Toronto who faces theft and fraud charges for trying to claim $1 million Lotto Max ticket as his own, even though he was in a group of people who shared the purchase of tickets. Yeah, he should have been sharing his $1 million with three others, but chose to keep the ticket, which he said he got as a free play. And now he's going to lose it all, have to pay legal fees. He's charged with theft and fraud, could even go to prison. You see, when you win big, the first thing the lottery office asks is if you are in a group purchase. He said no. And if you lie and they find out, well, it's fraud, and this guy's waiting for a court date now. But it's a good reminder, if you're in a group at work that purchased tickets together, you know, they always say it's a good idea to sign a group waiver, but that signed group play arrangement that you get right off the lottery website, it's binding legally, right? So don't ever think that signing it isn't binding. This guy's proof. It could all go bad if you try to claim a prize for yourself instead of the group. Day three of aggravation. If you're heading to the show later, get ready to walk. Yesterday, parking reached capacity, so they started to push everyone over to the Lawson Overflow, but you might want to use the Aggravation Express Bus. That's a good option. It leaves today from the North Gate, Southland, Vic Square parking lots. And when you ride, the ride is free. Your admission to get in is even cheaper when you get to the grounds. Free bus service leaves 15 minutes after the rodeo tonight, too. Yeah, the Maple Leaf Rodeo, night number one tonight, and it's free admission. But rush seating, so 7 o'clock start, I suggest you get there a good hour before to get the prime seats. It'll be sold out. I know they already sold out Friday, Saturday night's rodeo on Ticketmaster. Come on, baby, finish what you started. I'm incomplete. Let it exposed to measles. If you were recently at one of six different locations around Regina recently, the health authority says last Thursday, some have visited Costco, Denny's, Bass Pro Shop, Sunrise Motel, plus the Regina General Hospital and a doctor's office. Just monitor your symptoms, at least till December 11th. More details at cjme.com as well. You know, I know the curling world is reeling after hearing about the death of Colleen Jones, who lost her battle with cancer.
And with this stone, let history record a milestone in women's curling.
Boy, oh boy, 22, Jones became the youngest skip to win a Scotties tournament. That's how old she was, 22 years old. Won the Scotties Tournament of Hearts when her team emerged as champions at the 1982 event, which was right here in Regina. And she, of course, was a fixture on CBC News for nearly 40 years, too, as a reporter. And actually, they shared a video tribute on social media. Here's a little.
Colleen Jones and Team Canada with an unprecedented fourth consecutive Scott title.
It is wonderful to have had a man in my life who's just always said, you can do it. My two wonderful boys, Zach and Luke, it was you two who were my inspiration, wanting to show you guys that maybe if you dream big dreams and stay on the road and don't get off when you hit the first bump, that maybe good things are going to happen. They made me a champion. I just wanted to do it for them.
And the smile tells the story. Colleen Jones has done it again.
Yeah, a remarkable career. Colleen Jones is six-time national women's champion, and she won two worlds as well. She retired from broadcasting in 2023, but I always remember her just at the Olympics. She covered like 10 Olympic Games, too, and she always had great analysis. I always thought Colleen Jones gone at the age of 65. Well, the last word from the Saskatchewan Roughriders came out of the rider office yesterday. The GM was taking the stage there. Jeremy O'Day and CJME rider reporter Britton Gray was there as he shared his thoughts on the return of quarterback Trevor Harris.
I don't get the sense that he's done playing football, but I certainly don't want to speak on his behalf. But we're going to have a conversation shortly, and as I said, he had a great year and stayed healthy and finished the year strong, obviously, with winning a championship. So we'd love to have him back. It's just a matter of having a conversation with him, and then once we get down the road to figure out a contract.
Sounds promising. Of course, Trevor has stated he wants to be back, so we should be in good shape there. Remember, too, how yesterday there were reports that Toronto Argonauts were interested in speaking to Corey Mace, our coach, about their own vacancy. Well, here's what O'Day said to that.
They didn't call. No one asked for permission, so I'm not quite sure where that came from. But when we did hear about it, Corey did tell us that he did tell us that he's not interested in going anywhere. So, but they did not reach out to us for permission.
General Manager Jeremy O'Day, who has now helped bring three titles to this province in different roles, that's for sure. Coming up from Ottawa this morning, the word is they plan to limit foreign steel imports and cut interprovincial rail freight rates in a bid to support Canadian steel producers threatened by damaging U.S. tariffs. I guess the official announcement forthcoming later today. The move aims to help Canadian steel producers, fill the gap in the domestic market, opening up an estimated $854 million in domestic demand. And Carney's also expected to announce support later for softwood lumber industry as well, too. Kevin Martell with that and plenty more stories, including just like the number of crashes on the highways in this province is growing at an alarming rate. The RCMP concerned, too. That's all ahead now. Through the work week, Agrivision into day three, amps up with the Maple Leaf Rodeo returning tonight inside the Brand Center for the first time. And opening night is free. Rush seating. I advise you get there early if you want the best seats. Starts at 7. School kids and visitors continue to clamor into the alpaca zone of the grounds, too. That's where we found Carol Poole of Tiger Lily Farms, who's always doting over her alpacas there, just as 4-H lovers do with their cows.
It's pretty easy with alpacas. You just bring them out of the pasture, out of the pens. I make sure that their toenails are trimmed. I make sure that they have they're clean underneath their tails.
Yeah, Poole's farm is just outside of Pilot Butte. She says her alpacas always generate lots of interest at agribition. And I witnessed that firsthand the other day, especially with the school kids. They just clamor to get close to those alpacas there. But it was interesting to hear Carol talk about, you know, tidying up their feet. I was on social media the other night, and this one got me. There's no reason for this to be in my feed, but somehow it was. There's a video of this guy shoeing a horse whose hoof was clearly in pretty bad shape. So for the next 5 minutes, I sit there watching this. What do they call him, a farrier? The guy who specializes in shoeing horses? Anyhow, for 5 minutes, I'm watching this guy restore the horse's bad hoof so it can walk properly again. And of course, you know, on social media, the moment you watch just one of those videos, now my feed is littered with nothing but horse hoof care videos. It's just driving me insane right now. But even at agribition, there is a guy for that, by the way. We met him from Saskatoon, Lori Tonita. He sells tools to trim horse hooves and says he's selling to agribition visitors from around the world.
It's been great. Every year seems to be getting bigger and busier every year. There's lots and lots of people. As people come here, stop my booth every day from wherever, United Kingdom, Australia, Switzerland, Sweden, Colombia.
Yeah, there are people here from over 60 different countries. And they really are honing in on the livestock, right? And how we do things on the prairies, taking it all back home with them. Agribition CEO Sean Kindop was here yesterday on the show, and he said Friday and Saturday's rodeo sold out. That was yesterday. And as I mentioned, tonight's free rush seating, but there are a fair amount of tickets left in the Upper Bowl for tomorrow night. But again, not for Friday and Saturday night. Hey, really quick, have you heard about Campbell's Soup?
Campbell's?
Mm-mm, good.
Yeah, they're having to defend themselves after a company executive was allegedly caught on tape calling the soup company products highly processed food for poor people.
Bioengineered meat. I don't want to eat a piece of chicken that came from a 3D printer.
A piece of chicken that came from a 3D printer? I don't want to eat that either. The recording is allegedly from a conversation now part of a lawsuit filed by this guy who was a cybersecurity expert for Campbell's, who sat in the boardroom. He claims he was fired after for sharing the alleged remarks, which he thought Campbell Soup would be thankful to hear about, that one of their executives was talking like this. But this guy in IT was not really working in the food processing industry of the Campbell Soup factory. And the whistleblower, well, he was abruptly fired, and Campbell's issued a statement that the executive comments of fake meat being used was absurd.
Nothing melts away the cold like a delicious hot bowl of Campbell's Soup.
Campbell's saying the chicken meat used in their soups comes from long, trusted, and lasting U.S.-approved meat suppliers. And it does meet their high-quality standards. And the company noted, too, again, that the executive caught on tape there, working in IT, knows nothing about food production. And he's on company leave now during this investigation. But is this alarming to you? Chicken allegedly printed from a 3D printer at Campbell's? It sounds crazy if it's true. I can't even imagine then what's in chunky soup. I like that soup too, but heck. Any of you making green bean casserole? Thinking now about a substitute for the Campbell's cream of mushroom soup and I'm a little concerned. I love my Campbell's tomato soup every now and then with a grilled cheese. Well, if you're just waking up, there's no snow on the ground. Not up to that dusting yesterday, but it is going to be turning colder the next few days here. Christmas tree lots are spreading out around the city right now. I don't know whether or not there's going to be any form of a tree shortage this year, but they're just going on sale. I remember last year, though, they were short. I think the tree farm out east in Quebec had a rough growing season a year ago, and I wonder if any of that will bleed over into this year, if there's going to be a live Christmas tree shortage. We'll have to ask Rick Van Dyvendijk. We'll get him on the show later this week and see what the story is there from the Christmas tree farms. Mayor Chad Baczynski says he does not support closing the Floral Conservatory, or for that matter, even a fire hall. Baczynski speaking out in a video he posted on social media, trying to remind everyone, hey, no cuts have been made yet, and that they have only been given a list of possible scenarios to look at in order to give and find ways to, you know, trim the fat in the long run when they get to work next month on this new budget.
There are things included like a fire hall and our floral conservatory. I do not support cutting either of these.
In other words, everything is up for discussion. No definitive decisions have been made yet. The options range, though, all the way from a 5% tax cut to an increase of more than 15%. He believes council will land somewhere in the middle. That's his feeling right now. But budget deliberations begin on December 15th. And I'll dive a little deeper into the mayor's feelings about this when he joins me for his weekly visit tomorrow on the show. First up after the 6:30 news. I do think that there are people that probably saw the conservatory, and God bless them, they were pretty proactive almost immediately on social media, trying to say, no, save us. And we had them on our show this week, too. They've been trying to fundraise and find a larger conservatory in the long-range plans as it is. But I think they were being proactive. A lot of people immediately thought, oh, they've been canceled, or, you know, they're not going to get funding. That's just not the case, as the mayor is trying to say there, too. And other counselors. We had Ward 3 counselor David Froh on the show saying the same thing. In fact, he said, we're not going to cut out the conservatory. It's a matter of sense when it comes to what's on your property tax, but there are a lot of other cuts that they could make, though. So it'll be curious when they get to deliberating December the 15th. Hey, from the NHL last night, the Edmonton Oilers home after a long road trip. They sure came up flat in the Rogers Centre. They lost 8-3 to the Dallas Stars. And after the game, Connor McDavid was left almost speechless when asked for a comment.
I don't know. I don't have many answers for you here tonight. Yeah, I don't know. I don't have any answers, as I said.
Stuart Skinner was pulled after the first period when the Oilers were already down 4-0. And that's when I turned my TV off. Honestly, it does kind of look like the room has lost belief in Skinner. Some nights he's fantastic, some nights he's flat, and he was last night. McDavid was asked about whether or not the club has lost confidence in goaltending, but clearly he's not willing to throw anyone under the bus.
I really feel like goaltending is a team thing. Tougher goalies to look good when the group in front of them is not playing well. You know, I don't really care who it is. When the team in front of them is not playing up to their standards, then tougher goalie to look good. Felt bad for both of them tonight.
Lots of rumors about making a trade, but there's not a lot of options out there in goaltending. One, though, is the possibility of getting Jordan Binnington from the Blues. But I think that would be some serious salary cap issues for the Oil, too. And in the long run, maybe not such a great idea. They're kind of stuck. They're going to have to put it together, I think. And I'm a fan, as you know, but I think they're kind of stuck right now. Hey, Dudney Avenue between Albert and Broad is still closed off. It's crunch time. A lot of those businesses would love it to open up in time for like the Black Friday sales coming up this weekend. And in the long run towards Christmas, they need to make some hay from what they may have lost from less people showing up all year long here. But Heike Edwards runs the wine cellar on Dudney. She'll check in with me in about 15 minutes from now and tell me her feelings on the Dudney Strip still closed between Albert and Broadway. Any day now, it's supposed to open up. CJME News time now is 6:28.